Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Jordana and DJ and an extra confused Paul Douglas. I'm sitting here scratching my head wondering why some Americans, I think it's a minority, but why some Americans are supporting Vladimir Putin and Russia, autocratic Russia, over democratic Ukraine. How is that possible?
Crazy.
Fox News, Tucker Carlson's monologues, repeating conspiracy theories about U.S. bioweapon labs in Ukraine, have been so supportive of Putin, they've been replayed on Russian state television. Madison Cawthorn has called Zelensky a thug and says democratic Ukraine is incredibly evil and has been pushing woke ideologies. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar were part of a conference in which white nationalists cheered on Putin's attack of Ukraine and chanted his name. And even the former president is on record a couple of weeks ago calling Putin's invasion brilliant. And yesterday, 63 Republicans, many of them Trump's most loyal defenders and supporters in Congress, voted against a resolution expressing support for NATO, including defending democracy, individual liberty, human rights, and the rule of law. So I am baffled. I need some help, some perspective, and hopefully poli-sci prof David Schultz from Hamline can provide that those soothing words. Are there any soothing words? Hey, David, welcome.
I'm not sure.
What is going on?
This is perplexing. This is very perplexing. Let me give a couple of explanations for why possibly, but I still say it's perplexing. Okay, so one of them, why the Republican attachment or like with Putin? Obviously, you mentioned one of them because Donald Trump has expressed support for Putin, and therefore people who are Trump supporters are also going to support Putin. But also think about Vladimir Putin is really a social conservative, and within Russia, he's aligned himself with the church. He's aligned himself against gay rights, against abortion and so forth. And I think for some conservative Republicans, certainly not all of them, but for some of them, that social conservatism is also attractive and aligns with where they are politically. So I would think those would be a couple of reasons. But what is perplexing is this vote against NATO, because if I think of one of the most successful and important alliances that America has had, in recent memory, it has been NATO, and it's been NATO's defense of democracy in Europe that has been probably the cornerstone of so much of American foreign policy. But it's that social conservative, I think, that's really at rock bottom in terms of the support for it.
Yeah, NATO's kept the peace for, 77 years? I think the longest stretch that Europe has gone without a war until now. So it passed. it passed. This resolution supporting NATO did pass. But again, I was just baffled that 63 Republicans voted no when it came to the rule of law, supporting democracy, individual liberty. That's what baffles me. So I'll move along.
I still agree with you on this, because also remember, at one point, I think Donald Trump expressed reservations about whether or not the United States should stay in NATO. And again, I think most people pushed back and said that, no, NATO is an important bastion of defense. And what? It's really our creation. It's enforcing our American democratic values.
It blows my mind. A murderous dictator, and Americans are, you don't have to respond to that. I just can't believe that any Americans would defend or align themselves or even use the excuse that, yeah, oh, we have the same, we're aligned morally or what. That's just, it's just completely insane to me. Hey, Professor Schultz, I want to ask you, we haven't delved into this Hunter Biden case. And we know last week a report from The Washington Post said that Hunter Biden, the president's son, signed a contract with an executive with a Chinese energy company. And according to The Post, it was over the course of about 14 months that this Chinese energy conglomerate paid him $4.8 million, paid entities controlled by Hunter Biden and his uncle $4.8 million. Now, I have many questions about this. First of which, is this illegal? It looks bad. It looks really bad, but is it illegal?
Right now, it doesn't look like anything illegal has happened. And I say right now because we obviously don't have all the facts in place. Now, assuming the president, or at one point the ex-vice president, before he became president, that is Biden, assuming no government resources were used or leverage was used, if this is purely a private deal, then there's nothing illegal going on here. Now, if there's some kind of effort to bribe the president of the United States, or if Hunter Biden is bribing government officials in China, then we've got a problem. But right now, it looks awful. It looks terrible. It looks like there's some relationship going on here, that his son is maybe leveraging his father's influence. But right now, no laws appear to have been broken.
And I'm still trying to figure out, Professor Schultz, why Hunter Biden would leave his laptop at a repair shop in Delaware with all this information on it. But here's, and you touched on this, the optics are not good. Cool. This Chinese energy company has close ties to the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army. The Secret Service detail protecting Hunter Biden has been paying more than $30,000 a month for a fancy Malibu mansion close to Hunter Biden's home. Again, the optics are not great, regardless of the illegality or possible illegalities involved, right?
You're absolutely correct. And oftentimes, when I have people call me and they say, is it illegal? And I say, no, things are not illegal, but that still doesn't make it right. And in a situation like this, you may have what? Undue influence going on. You may have conflicts of interest going on. Just because the existing law says it's okay at the end of the day, doesn't make something like this permissible. And on top of which, even if something doesn't really violate the law, but it looks bad, what I oftentimes tell people is that for most of us, appearance is reality. I used to hear elected officials say, oh, if you only knew all the facts, you would reach a different conclusion. And I would come back and say, no, for everybody, what we see is what our reality is. And so right now, this is not looking very good in terms of this relationship between Hunter Biden and his father. And I think of a situation where you would think that his son would be more scrupulous about trying to avoid any type of relationships like this, because it really does compromise his father's ability to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
And I believe that Joe Biden is on record having said, I told Hunter, you probably shouldn't do this. I think he has publicly said that. Like, I warned my son, you probably shouldn't do this. You probably shouldn't do this. But I guess Hunter went ahead and made those connections anyway.
Yeah. And speaking for many parents who probably have things that their adult children do that they wish they did not. I bet that's where President Biden is at this point, saying, I wish my adult child would not do X. But he's an adult child. Does he get to make his calls in life? I guess he does.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Well, we want to end on a little bit of fun because we heard, and, you know, appearances are often the reality. We heard that there was a big debate with Bigfoot and Sasquatch in your classes this week. And I know for a fact that Bigfoot is real because I saw him crossing Route 80 in Northeast Pennsylvania when I was driving home about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's the debate?
Well, what was it? I don't know how it got started in class. We were talking about appearance, reality, and stuff like that. And I was making an example about Bigfoot versus Sasquatch. And someone said, they're the exact same thing. And I said, what do you mean, Bigfoots and Sasquatch? I thought they were different entities or persons. So we got into this raging debate about whether they're completely separate. And then someone brought up, said, well, where does the abominable snowman fit in? So I will throw this to you, and maybe this ought to be your discussion even after I'm getting off.
Oh, did we lose him?
What
happened? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We didn't mean for you to get off so quickly.
Bigfoot got him. You don't talk smack about Bigfoot because he will track you down.
I think the line dropped, but I was also wondering if they came to a conclusion. Paul, do you have a conclusion? I don't know if Bigfoot and Sasquatch are the same thing.
I thought they were one and the same, but I'm not deep into the whole Bigfoot thing. I'm not.
Googling
DJ, what's going on?
Well, the line dropped, and obviously this is a bunch of BS, but I just saw this weird dark figure down the hallway. Hold on,
Wait.
Check that out.
Wait.
I got to go see what's going on.
Wait.
I don't know. According
weird
to,
things are happening.
According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, yes, they have an online presence, Sasquatch also called Bigfoot. So maybe that's another name for the Bigfoot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.